Good evening! Welcome to the Unknown and Unheard. My name is Kyle Kaufman, here with you every Wednesday night, right here on WJAA, every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Or if you can't catch me then, catch me online at the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. And tonight, big announcement. This is the AMA, American Music Awards wrap-up show. Do it every year. Just really have a lot of fun with it. Going to bring you a lot of the award winners, nominees, people that I think got cheated, all that for you. Ugh, man. Whoa. Sorry about that. That is ridiculous. That is not happening. That was just a test. I hope I am talking to no one right now, because if a show started that way and I heard it, that would be just the immediate gut reaction to change the dial. Ugh, that would, how awful would that show be? How many hours was it at the beginning of the week? 3 hours of that? Not going to put you through it. I hope you appreciate that, for those of you still listening. And if you ever heard me legitimately start a show that way, I hope you call my parents, call the authorities, because something has happened to me. I've been abducted and somebody is posing as me on the radio. But no, that was just a test. Just a test right there. Thank you for participating. Now, tonight's show, I'm bringing you 15 songs, 8 of which are from bands I've never even played on the show. I can't explain how much music is out there that you need to listen to, and not what is crammed down your throat on MTV or the AMAs. So much more out there. Kicking it off with a band that had their show debut last week. Not that that really is worth anything, just saying. I finally stumbled upon them, even though they've had 2 full-length albums and 2 EPs come out. They're called The Features. I love their second album. It came out last year, but tonight I'm featuring from their 2004 debut full-length. It is entitled Exhibit A. They're The Features. The track I have is The Idea of Growing Old. Anyway, later on I have 8 brand new to the show bands, a bunch of other songs from new albums that I've visited or revisiting. But first up, right now, The Features with The Idea of Growing Old. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
We can talk all night, we can talk all day. We can play charades when there is nothing to say. You turn me on to the idea of growing old. I can make you angry. Oh,
to the idea of growing.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve. You're listening to The Unknown and Unheard. Right there, the track that kicked the show off. The Features with The Idea of Growing Old off their 2004 debut, Exhibit A. They took 4 years off, came out with their second album last year, featured a track from both now in the past 2 weeks, and I don't need much more to be hooked on that band. Gonna dive deeper into their collection. They have two EPs out as well. Really loving The Features. All right, next up, gonna roll into a set of four songs. As I said, I have 15 songs to get through, a lot of new stuff, two of which are new bands in this next set, two of which are you and you favorites, or I guess that would make them my favorites. Hopefully they are your favorites. Starting it with another track from I and Love and You. It is the Abbott Brothers' latest album. Their big breakout album was Emotionalism. I like this one a lot more than Emotionalism. The track I have tonight is called Incomplete and Insecure. After that, new band number one of the evening, Family of the Year. The track is called Let's Go Down. It's off their debut EP called Where's the Sun. Their full-length debut was out last week. But before I got to their new stuff, I figured I'd establish them and play a track off their debut EP, which if you go to the blog, I have a link to where you can download the EP for free. So check that out if you like this track. Then after that, new band number two of the evening, Sambassador. I have the title track Days from their fourth album out this year. Really like the use of strings on this track. I would say it's fairly standard indie pop music. Makes me think of Belle and Sebastian a little bit. But yeah, the strings just really stand out and highlight this track by Sambassador. Days is the track. Then finally, fourth up in this set of four, Mumford & Sons. It's been a while since I've visited anything they've done, but I'm not sure if this is a new single, new EP, or new album, but it is entitled Sigh No More, and the track is called Winter Winds. Not really heard much info about this. I looked a little bit, but Mumford & Sons, Winter Winds is the track. This was kind of a band that I really jumped on early in the spring at South by Southwest, made a big impression there. But this is another quality track from Mumford & Sons. Before that, Sambassador, Days. Second up, Family of the Year, Let's Go Down. And right now, the Abbott Brothers, another one off I Am Loving You, Incomplete and Insecure. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
I haven't finished a thing since I started my life. I don't feel much like starting now. Walking out lonely has worked like a charm. I'm the only one I have to let down. But watching you makes me think that that is wrong. I can go on with my insecure nature. I can keep living off sympathy. I can tell all the people that all of the success is a direct reflection on me. Watching you makes me think that that is wrong. What is important? What's really important? Am I not to know by my name? Will I ever know silence without mental violence? Will the ringing at night go away? It's up to you. Like starting, I haven't finished the things since I started my life. I don't feel much like starting now. I haven't finished the things since I started my life. I don't feel much like starting now. I haven't finished the things since I started my life. Finished the things since I started my life.
Let's go to the river. Let's go to the creek. Let's go down in the water. Cool off this hot week. Let's go down to the river. Let's go to the lake. Let's burn a fire and
Oh, the warmth in your eyes swept me into your arms. Was it love or fear of the cold that led us through the night? For every kiss, your beauty trumped my doubt. And my hand told my God that I once loved was the same that sent me into your arms. Oh, and pestilence is won when you are lost and I am gone, and no hope, no hope will overcome. But if your stripes strikes at your sleep, remember spring swallowed snow.
Five songs in, but I gotta hustle. A lot of tracks to get to, so I'm gonna keep the breaks short from here on out. Can't imagine that upsetting too many of you. Alright, the four you just heard, first up, the Abbott Brothers with Incomplete Insecure. After that, Family of the Year with Let's Go Down. Third up, Sambassador with Days. And the one you just heard, Mumford & Sons with Winter Winds. Next up, I have another set of four, led off by a person I don't know how to say their name, as usually happens once or twice in a show, Jason Boesel, B-O-E-S-E-L. He is a former drummer for Rilo Kiley and also Bright Eyes and Connor Oberst. I think this track, Hand of God, really shows off kind of what he picked up, or what I would imagine he picked up from Conor Oberst, really just lush folk arrangement. His album is entitled Hustler's Son, his solo debut. Kind of reminds me of a Jim James with a slightly deeper voice, maybe even tossing a little bit of Todd Snyder. Really like the track. After that, I've been waiting for this forever, and I think it just finally came out this past week. Bobby Bear Jr., son of traditional country legend Bobby Bear, does a lot of sometimes more punk garage stuff, but then really goes country at other times. He just put out an EP called The American Bread. It is an EP of Bread covers, produced and vocally backed by David Vanderveld. The track I have tonight is I Need You. Definitely the biggest production I've heard on anything he's done. Really digging the track, though. After that, a band that I debuted last week, Man/Miracle. I had one from their latest effort last week. Tonight, I'm going off their debut album. It is a title track from Pushing and Shoving out last year. Also, it reminds me a bit of The Suckers, who I am playing later on in the show. And then finally, fourth up in this set, I have James Husband. It is the solo debut of a multi-instrumentalist from Of Montreal, a very, very, very big indie pop band, very successful. Of Montreal is, but this is James Husband, a member of Montreal. A Grave in the Gravel is the track. It is off A Parallax Eye, or A Parallax One. Not sure. Never heard it said. Good track. Starts off sounding like it's going to be a pretty big psychedelic rock track, then mellows out with just a little bit of kind of the rock vibe going throughout. Again, James Husband, A Grave in the Gravel. Before that, Man Miracle with Pushing and Shoving. Second up, Bobby Bear Jr. with I Need You. And right now, Jason Bosell, Hand of God. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
With the hand of God swinging from my neck, I walk back up the stairs. And God knows why I did it. I knew what was waiting there. Black eyes like coal and a heart like an empty pot of gold. Like, damn, I should have seen it, and I had just fixed up my soul. In the dark, I heard some laughing. I thought that it was you. But after some deeper thinking, it could have been me. Oh, man, I'm recovering, but will the fire never end? So powerful with remembering and the foolishness of feeling. Thought I'd try to hop a ride. Like, damn, I couldn't catch it. And when it left me mystified. No moon, no stars, and no gas in the tanks of any cars. God knows I should be moving, but I would not be getting far. In the dark I heard some screaming. I just assumed that it was you. But once I knew I was dreaming, it had to be me. Oh man, I'm recovering, but will the fire never end? So hard, what with remembering and the foolishness of feeling. Oh man, I am remembering, oh, why the fire never ends. So hard, all this recovering with the heavy way on. From the dawn, I walk back down the stairs. Now I know why I did it. There was nothing for me there. Regret's not cheap. I'm running wild. It'll cost you more than sleep. I thought I was a secret, but I was too easy to keep. Now I had heard some begging, and I knew it couldn't be. Standing in your kitchen looking at me. Oh man, I am recovering, but will the fire never end? So hard, but with remembering and the foolishness.
Oh, I threw my guitar over the cemetery wall to BB, who was waiting inside. The service was short, the ceremony touching, water on the ground, but no tears, no nothing, nothing now that Desmond had died. No sound, no singing, no one on the other side. Twigs and just laying around. BB, she tried and tried to light a candle, but the wind just kept blowing it out. A grave in the gravel, plenty of beer, but no tears, no nothing, nothing now that Desmond had died. No sound, no singing, to me, her hands in my hair, my head on her knee. I guess nobody said burying a dead dog would be easy. No tears, no sound, no sound, no tears, no tears, no sound, no sound, no tears, no sound, no tears, no tears, no sound.
Thank you again for hanging on with me tonight. My name is Kyle Kaufman. You're listening to The Unknown and Unheard. Find me at the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. All right, the four you just heard. First up, Jason Bosell, Hand of God. After that, Bobby Bear Jr. covers Bread with I Need You. Third up, Man Miracle, Pushing and Shoving. And right there, the one you just heard, James Husband, A Grave in the Gravel. All right, next up, the first of two sets of three that I have left in the show for you. Still six songs to get through. Cramming it in tonight. Kicking this set off with Lucero. I've played a handful of tracks from their brand new album, 1372 Overton Park, but I wanted to play one that I'd mentioned previously but never got to. Darken My Door is the one I have tonight. It is one of their slower ballads, which I think they just nail when they do them. This is the best track when I saw them live. It was the highlight track of the entire show. Really digging that one. Darken My Door by Lucero off their new album. After that, another new band, Part Company. I have the track Out of Egypt, Dirty Garage Rock. I love it. No arguing that this genre has just exploded this year in the past couple years. Whether you like it or not, really, this is just another quality act, true to the genre, big Stones feel here. Then third up, Twin Tigers, Red Fox Run. It is off their debut EP, came out last year, I believe. Curious Faces and Violet Future is the name of their EP. Again, the track Red Fox Run. The Twin Tigers rounding out this set of three. Before that, Art Company, Out of Egypt. And right now, Lucero with Darken My Door. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Well, don't you stop wasting time and come back down the line. I'm right where you left me before. I can't say I've been behaved. You'd not believe me anyway. There's been other women, of course, so hold me to this one. I won't make the same mistakes anymore. Come on now, darling, please darken my door. Where you belong, so bring yourself back home. We'll tear this town down to the ground. Whitewater tavern nights, old songs and cheap red wine. There's no finer mess to be found. I'll hold you this one. I still hear your footsteps crossing the floor. Your bare feet on hardwood can barely make a sound. From stay. Gone are good old days. Damn, weren't we sure something else caused enough trouble here. So girl, get it in high gear and come save me from myself. Darken my door.
All right, just wrapping up a set of three. About ready to dive right into the final set of three of the evening. But going back to the set you just heard, first up was Lucero with Dark in My Door off their brand new album 1372 Overton Park. Second up was Part Company with Out of Egypt, top-notch garage track right there. Enjoy it. After that, Twin Tigers with a lot of heavy fuzz coming in there throughout that track. Red Fox Run was the track there. All right, as I said, one more set of three before we close out The Unknown and Unheard. That set will be led off by The Suckers, still waiting on their full-length debut to come out. They've released an EP, done a really awesome Day Trotter session, but this is another single that just came out. Save Your Love For Me, that's the track I have. Starts off really odd, distorted, and then just amps up like a lot of their stuff does. And it's just why I like them so much. Just big contrast within each song. So much going on, good stuff. The Suckers, Save Your Love For Me. After that, the band Windmill with Start A War. It's a cover of The National's track, one of my favorite tracks by The National, but Start A War, awesome stuff. Windmill is the musical name for Matthew Thomas Dillon, singer-songwriter out of London. I think his voice might be a little off-putting to some people, but just kind of fragile sounding, and it just has a little bit of quirkiness and nerdiness. I think it works. I'd recommend it if you like Cloud Cult and Polyphonic Spree. And then finally, closing out the show, Civil Twilight, Letters from the Sky off their self-titled second album. I would label this one my fence sitter of the week. I'm not sure how much I like this band. I like this song, but a big clue to me when it comes to determining whether a band is legit or just trying too hard to make up for what they lack is overproduction, kind of fancy packaging, glossy websites or MySpace. And despite really liking this track, this band has all of those things. I like this track. Seemed to be depending on YouTube a bit too much. Civil Twilight, Letters from the Sky. Before that, The National cover by Windmill, Start a War. And right now, Suckers, Save Your Love For Me. My name is Kyle Kaufman. Thank you for joining me. Check me out the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening. Eat some turkey. Have a great night. Save your love for me. My hips are tangled in my kiss.
something, something better than before. We expected something more. Do you really think that you could put it in her safe behind her painting, lock it up and leave? Or do you really think that you can put it in her safe behind her painting, lock it up and leave? Walk away now, and you're gonna start a war. Whatever, win or win, I'll get it over now. And I'll get money, I'll get funny again. Whatever, win or win, I'll get it over now. And I'll get money, I'll get funny again. Walk away now, and you're gonna start a war. Something, something better than before. We expected something more. You're always weird, but I never had to hold you by the edges as I do now. Yeah, you're always weird, but I never had to hold you by the edges as I do now. Walk away now, and you're gonna start a war. Something, something better than before. We expected something more. Do you really think that you can put it in her safe behind painting, lock it up and leave? Or do you really think that you can put it in her safe behind painting, lock it up and leave? Walk away now, and you're gonna start a war.
But until that day, I'll find a way to let it. And the best new music.
Do it.
Do it on Radio 96.3. WJAA, Austin Seymour, Columbus.